Joining us back in studio, as per usual, on a Tuesday afternoon, Tienis Jansa van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za. Tienis, welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Okay, interesting topic. Energy, electricity, and a way forward with regards to nuclear.
That's right. So, Okay. Obviously, energy top of mind for most South Africans.
Yes, indeed. If only I could install whatever you're about to tell me in my own house, that would be great.
Probably not, but maybe one day.
Okay. So, what's the deal? I understand it's got to do with nuclear power, but on a smaller, more compact basis.
That's right. Nuclear plants are massive, expensive to build, a lot of labor to actually maintain and to run it and keep it operating where it should be. Mm. A lot of nuclear waste that gets generated. A company in the US called NuScale has created a new technology. Well, they created it more than a decade ago, but it's only been approved now because of all of the testing and things they have to go through. You can imagine with nuclear, there's a lot of hoops you have to jump through.
Yeah.
So it's been approved by the US's Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and they can now start building these new, smaller, they're called modular reactors in the US. So it's super interesting because it effectively takes this massive machine that we usually build with nuclear and it downsizes everything about it. Uses less fuel, you need less water to keep it cool, it creates less nuclear waste, it can generate more per kilowatt, per fuel, whatever fuel it's going to be using. And it's safer as well because it's easier to maintain, it's easier to contain if something does go wrong. It definitely seems like the next step in our evolution of clean energy. And the fact that it's modular means you can build it, start running immediately, and over time keep adding modules as you generate more and more power. So it's a fascinating technology that we're going to see, like within the next year, they're going to start building these plants.
That's fascinating. So it's like Lego for electricity and nuclear.
Exactly.
You can keep building on. So, you know, if we talk about power, I mean, this is obviously something cheaper to start with in terms of the installation thereof, but I mean, the electricity outreach thereof is much greater.
Yes, so these smaller modules obviously won't generate as much electricity as the big nuclear plants, but over time you can expand it. The technology works for 4, 6, up to 12 of these modular nuclear reactors that are going to be sitting right next to each other. It can generate more energy at a cheaper rate per when you look at it on a per kilowatt basis. With all of the development costs, with all of the infrastructure you need to build, it'll still work out a lot cheaper than building these traditional massive nuclear plants, which is very exciting to see.
Fascinating. I'm just thinking with the global population growing exponentially, and especially like powering smaller towns out in the maybe middle of nowhere, getting smaller units like this could be hugely beneficial.
Exactly. And it's interesting because it's technology that's existed for a while. So think about nuclear subs. They have to have smaller generators. Yeah. And this is kind of the same idea, just refined and upgraded significantly. Currently, they said, NuScale said that one module can do 50 megawatts and obviously can expand up to 12. But since they started this process in 2016 to get it regulated and get it approved, they've already improved the technology for each of these modules to generate up to 77 megawatts. In the span of 6 to 7 years, the technology has already improved by about 50% in terms of energy output.
Now see, there might be a little something to rid South Africa of its problems. We'll see. But that is fascinating to know that that technology is out there. Tienis, thank you very much, man. Really appreciate that. I'm sure we're going to hear much more about this.
Definitely.
In the coming months, couple of years. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.